U, a Florida law school reinstates critical race theory class, appoints racial justice term professor. By Tom Sikata on September 1, 2020. The University of Florida's Levin College of Law reversed its rejection of a critical race theory course proposal after a backlash from student activists. Administrators at the law school initially rejected Professor Michelle Jacobs' proposal and encouraged her to propose the course for the spring semester. Following the backlash, the university promoted Jacobs to the role of racial justice term professor. According to a report by Campus Reform, the University of Florida's Levin College of Law reversed its decision to reject a course proposal this week after an ongoing protest effort by student activists. Administrators initially told Professor Michelle Jacobs that she would only be permitted to teach the course on campus. Jacobs, who reportedly travels to the University of Florida area from New Jersey during each academic year, had asked administrators if she could teach the course online. "She is more than capable of teaching online," one law student said. "And for the overall 150 students who have spoken up and said she is critical to have in this day and age when talking about Black Lives Matter. And if the University of Florida Levin College of Law really believes that Black Lives Matter, Professor Jacobs will be able to teach online." After a protest by students, the university reversed its decision. Additionally, the university announced that Jacobs would be promoted to the position of racial justice term professor, a position that she will hold for a one-year term. Now, Associate Dean Jason Nance said that the law school will offer even more courses in the spring on racial justice. "We understand that Jacobs' fall classes focus on very important issues during these extraordinary times. We plan to offer additional courses in the spring that will provide opportunities for students to study intensely the concepts associated with race and race relations," Nance wrote. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.